Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. If you've been reading my blog, as you should have, you know that I received an email from Thai Military Bank stating that I needed to come in and prove that I had a long-term visa so I could continue to use my online banking. Now, it should have been very easy. If you are working and you have whatever the visa you have, is non-immigrant B or whatever, marriage visa, you would need to come in and bring a work permit. If you have a retirement visa like I do, you don't need to. You just go in and at least this is what the papers say. You go in, you show your visa, they make a copy of it, you sign a little form, and that's the end of it. That's in the perfect world. In Thailand, things are quite a bit more different. And here's the thing. I went in, I thought, I have a month to get, more than a month to get this done. I'm the kind of person, if I have something like that, I just want to get it out of the way. Get that kind of irritating, these kind of irritating errands out of the way. So I said, you know, I go to the mall all the time. So the next time I go in, I'll bring the paper, I'll bring my passport, my bank book. And by the way, I don't use this bank very often. However, I do use it, and I've had it. It was the first account that I opened, which was the Landmark branch near Sukhumvit. The very first bank account I had in Thailand. Opened with a, I think it was opened with just a, no visa at all, just a on entry stamp. So anyway, I decided to go in. I go in, and of course, when they see me, terror is on their face. Oh, we got to deal with another foreigner. I went in. I said, Sawadee Kap. You know, I give them my greeting. I tell them, I said, listen, I have this letter here. And I'm speaking in Thai to them. I have this letter. This is an email. It was only sent in English. But what it's saying is that if I want to continue to use my online banking, that I must submit my visa. So they look through, okay. One minute. I said, okay, thank you, no problem. I sit there. And then the next thing I know, I look over and there's the bank manager, and then there's the girl that was helping me, and there's another lady who is obviously someone who thinks she's quite important and quite smart. And then there's a young guy who speaks a little bit of English, and they're all, and all I hear is a farang. And I'm thinking, I know this isn't going to be easy. I know this is going to be a bigger pain in the ass than it needs to be. Pain in the rear end, excuse me. Although ass is not really very bad. So I wait. Finally they come over. Oh, we need to call the head office. I said, okay, fine. You need me to speak to them? No. After 30 minutes, I look over and there's a girl. She's got my passport. She's photocopying every page in my passport. Now, I don't want them, they don't need to do that. That's my property. And if I want them to photocopy my passport, there needs to be a reason for it. And they can copy the front page of my passport with my face on it and my details. They can copy my visa. They can copy my departure card, arrival card. They don't need to copy every page in my passport. So I say to the girl, why are you copying every page in my passport? I said, you don't need to. Give me my passport back. Have you got the copies that you need? Yes. I said, well, then give me my passport back. And she didn't want to give it back to me. I said, give me my passport back. I said, it's my passport. If you have the copy of the visa and everything else that you need from in the passport, which is the front page, the visa, and the departure card, you don't need all my other visas. You don't need all my other information. You don't need to know where I went 3 years ago. You don't need to know it. Give me my passport back. Okay. She gives me the passport back. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Okay. What's going on? I say to them. Oh, we're waiting for a head office to call us back. I said, okay, fine. Now, I'm starting to get a little pissed. After an hour, I said, hey, come on. What's the deal? What is the big problem? Here is your own letter that says what is required. Take my information and let me get out of here. Can you go have some food? I said, I'll go have a coffee. I said, I'll be back in 30 minutes. So about 20 minutes later, I get a phone call from the lady who I was dealing with. She says to me, we need your wife to come in with you, and we need to know, are you still married? I said, what? I said, what do you need my wife to come in for? I have a retirement visa. This is my account. It's not my wife's account. How do you even know I have a wife, first of all? Second of all, even if I do have a wife, which I do, her name is not on the account. I am the person who wants the account. She has absolutely nothing to do with this account. And on your own papers, it says, provide a long-term visa. Fine, everything's fine. Stutters and doesn't know what to say. I say, listen, I'll be in there in a few minutes. In the meantime, I call up customer care, start talking to them. I tell them, listen, this is unacceptable. You need to take care of this. Please, can you help me out? Yes, sir. And they were actually quite knowledgeable and helpful. They knew exactly what was going on. Apparently, the head office or the internet department wasn't communicating with the branches. In other words, they didn't get the memo. So here I am sitting there with my thumb up my ass, wondering if I'm gonna have to shut my account, because at this point I'm like, listen, you know, I'll just shut the account. I don't need it that bad. I've got many other accounts. I don't have to do all this. I'm like, is it that big of a problem? Oh, one minute. Sorry. Here, have some water. Hey, drink some water, please. Like, water's gonna make me feel all better, and I'm gonna start feeling rosy, and I'm gonna see butterflies flying around because she gave me a glass of water. I'm like, you know, I had a bottle of water sitting right next to me. Anyway, finally the guy comes over who spoke a little English. Sir, terminal. I said, what do you mean terminal? I said, speak Thai. Whatever, speak English, speak Thai, but tell me what you mean. Don't just say terminal. I don't understand what the hell you're talking about. Terminal. I don't understand. He hands me these papers. Change of account. I said, what am I changing? Well, I'm not changing anything. I said, but, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a change in the way that something is done, so they need me to change my account or something, so they need me to sign this paper. I wanted to be clear. I said, what am I changing? Oh, Landmark branch, closed now. They didn't tell you? I said, no, they didn't tell me. I said, what address do you have? They had my address from, like, 17 years ago. One of my first addresses in Thailand. And I had told them like two or three times to change the address. Oh, yes, sir. They never changed the address. So, of course, I never got any kind of, I never got mail telling me that the branch was being closed. And they never sent me an email. So, they changed me to Terminal 21. Not knowing where I live, they gave me the nearest branch. Which, whatever, but I really wish somebody would have told me, but okay, whatever. Maybe if they changed my address when I asked them, instead of forgetting to do it or losing the paperwork or whatever the problem was. So they hand me these papers. I said, so what's the deal? You know, am I gonna be able to continue with this, or do I have to close my account? No, don't close your account. I'm like, okay. Well, then you better get this straightened away, you know, like, toot sweet, because I'm not going to sit here forever, and I don't feel like coming back all the time wasting my time, and I don't feel like being on the phone with everybody trying to deal with this. This is a simple matter, but nobody knew what was going on. In other words, they were uninformed. That's not my fault, but okay, it happens, but, you know, let's get it taken care of. Let's not dilly-dally around. So, after the whole thing took about 2 hours. They give me a form. They said, please just write your name, and your address and your phone number, and sign it, and we will take care of the rest. It was a change of branch form. And then they said, here, sign this. This is for the online banking. And then they gave me another paper, and it said, how much do you make? Where does your money come from? How much do you make in a month? How much do you make in a year? How many transactions are you going to do every month, and for how much? And I said, what is this? Is this from the government? No. I said, well, why is your bank asking me how much money I have? It's none of their business. I don't care if it says under 100,000, 50,000, under 50,000, over 100,000. I don't care. Why do you need to know? It's none of your business. If I want to bank with you and that's one of your requirements, then I will tell you. But if it's one of your requirements and I don't want to tell you, which really, I don't see the point of why does the bank need to know how much money I make? I'm not applying for a loan. So what do they need to know? If they're trying to figure out which account that I want the same account I've had for almost 20 years. So I said to them, I'm not filling this paper out. I said, I'm not signing it. Is that a problem? And the guy who spoke English came over, oh, you must sign, you must sign. You must sign the paper. That's what I was thinking when he came over. And I'm like, no, I don't have to sign anything. I'll close my account. I'm not signing this. You don't need your how much money I have, how much I make, or any of that is none of your business. Do you want my business? Yes or no? Do you want me to have my account with Thai Military Bank? Yes or no? Okay, okay, no problem, no problem. I said, okay. But it just goes to show you that, first of all, things are getting more difficult for Americans and for foreigners here. And I will say it again, whereas when I came here, things were generally very easy and okay, with communication problems occasionally, because I didn't speak Thai as well as I do now, things were difficult at times. But as far as the actual procedures and the red tape that was involved, it was quite a bit easier than it is now. Now it seems that everything is geared against the foreigner. And I could be wrong, but it sort of seems that way. And the thing is that, like, when I went into immigration a couple of weeks ago, to renew my, to get my extension of stay for my retirement visa renewed again, it was very easy. And although, you know, it was in Lod Prow and there's a lot of people and there's no air conditioning, blah, 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 all that is irrelevant. What's relevant is, was I taken care of there? And yes, I was. So for every good thing, there's always a bad thing or a pain in the ass. And this was one of those pains in the asses. So when you go into the bank, every time I go into the bank, it doesn't matter if I got all my paperwork right in line or what, I either get the, what can I help you with? By some security guard. And it's like, I don't need your help. I don't need the security guard's help. I'm like, well, I have the slip. I need to go talk to the woman. Why? What are you going to do? What do you need to... I'm like... That happened to me at... it's not Bank of Asia. It's a UOB. I have my kids. They have a little account set up there for them, for their future. And once in a while, I'll go in there. Now, they've changed. I forget what they were. Then they were Bank of Asia, and now they're UOB. They've changed their name a couple of times. So, anyway, if you got a bank account in Thailand, apparently from what the woman told me, things are going to be changing here. All foreigners, Americans, and everybody else included, are going to have to fill out some new paperwork and provide documentation of their visa. And if you don't, then your account gets closed. What it says at the bottom of the letter, and the letter is on my blog, is something to the effect that you're going to have to get your financial affairs in line because they're going to close your account. Now, I'm not quite sure of all this. Who knows if one branch knows what the other branch is doing? I kind of doubt it. But I did ask, I said, is this only for Americans? No, it's for all foreigners. Wow, okay. Now, maybe, I also said, is it only Thai Military Bank or is it all the banks? No, it's all the banks. I'll take that with a grain of salt because I don't always believe what I'm told, because I think, like I said, one person hears something and they tell somebody else and then they tell somebody else, and maybe it's not correct in the first place. So I don't know for sure, but it does certainly seem like the banking is being tightened up here. And what I think that's going to mean eventually, what I think is you won't be able to come here as a tourist you won't be able to come here with no visa. For sure. I don't even know if you can do it now. And open a bank account. But even tourists in the future, I believe, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but it's my belief that tourists will no longer be allowed to open bank accounts. Why do they need a bank account in Thailand? That's the thing. If you're carrying quite a bit of money, well, then maybe you leave the money at home and you take the money out from an ATM, or you do a bank transfer. You can still do a bank transfer with no account, or you have traveler's checks or whatever. I don't know what the whole reasoning is behind it, but anyway, that's all I got for now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Until next time, choke me, let jerk and mine.